I was born in Chatham in 1850, November 17th, in the house opposite Andrew Harding's store in the old village. I lived there with my parents and four brothers and four sisters. My grandfather, Collins Howes, when he was a young man, followed the sea. He kept the light at Monomoy Point for quite a number of years, I guess pretty near the first light at Monomoy Point. Later he had the twin lights, those that have been torn down. My grandparents had 12 children, my father, Collins Howes, Jr., being the third one. My father ran a weir at Monomoy Point, then later went into business in James H. Tripp and Company, a large fish firm on Harding's Beach. They had some 28 vessels that used to go to the banks. They had a fitting-out store for anything the fishermen would need, and they would call it a general store. I went there to work with my father. I was going to school in the winters. I worked about 3 years with my father. That was 1867. My father thought he'd like to have me go to sea, so I went mackerel fishing one fall. That was the last time I was clean. He asked me how I liked fishing. I said I liked it so well I never should go again. I didn't like the sea. About 2 months of it was enough for me. I had had all the fishing business I wanted, both on the beach and in vessels, all kinds. So I decided to see if I could learn the sailmaker's trade. I went to Boston and made a trade with Charles Soule. After I had been there 2 or 3 months, the foreman of the shop asked me, "Can you shin? You know that?" I told him I guess I could. "Well," he said, "go down to help me measure a ship." This ship was full rigged, about a 2,000-ton ship that had skysails, skysail yards, but I guess there isn't a great many of them. We took measurements of the ship. I had to go up to the eyes of the rigging, the topmost part of the ship. He'd stay in the center of the yard, and I went out on the foot rope. You want one hand for yourself those times. I thought I was pretty well up in the air. He says, "An accident happened about a week before you came here that I thought I wouldn't tell you before you went measuring. A young man went to help my foreman measure a ship, about the same size ship you've been to work on. He fell from the royal yardarm to the deck, and it killed him instantly. I thought if I up and told you, it would make you kind of nervous." Well, I served 3 years. I was apprenticed, you know. My wage was $7 a week, 8 the next year and 10 the next. That just about paid my board. Then I worked at journeyman's work, being a full-fledged journeyman, that is, a man being master of his trade. I married Ella E. Nickerson less than a year after I learned my trade. Then I came back to Chatham and worked for Henry Bates at his sail loft down to Stage Harbor. I worked for him for 10 years. Then, in 83, I bought him out. Then after that, I ran the business. Then I was burnt out. Fire. About that time, 40 sail of fishing vessels, all from 50 to 70 tons, used to haul up winters at Stage Harbor. I got all the trade I could handle. Then I bought my present shop, the sail loft, on Bridge Street. It was formerly the Crystal Spring Laundry, run by Walter Eldridge, brother to Oliver Eldridge, and Joseph R. Snow. Yes, I believe I am now the last sailmaker on the Cape. There is many a young man wants to be with me and to learn the trade, but I figured out I can do best by myself. I have about all the trade there is now in these parts. Can't be bothered with teaching the trade. There is a lot to it, more than you would think. What work I turn out is first class. So stay as I am, as long as I last at it.